602 for your free catalog now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. You give Don a call, and we'll work together to answer all of your gardening questions. Don, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have first this hour?
First this hour, we have Eris from New Hampshire who has a question about trimming her bush.
Terrific. What type of shrubs did you want to prune? Tell me all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how can we help you with pruning your shrubs this morning?
I couldn't hear you. Okay. First of all, I'm calling for my wife, Eris. We have bayberry bushes, and she wants to know if we can trim them now, and if we can trim them now, how much can we trim them, or whenever we trim them, how much can we trim them, and then how can we keep dogs off the lawn?
Okay. As far as pruning, you should do it sooner rather than later. Right now, the roots are full of stored energy. They're getting ready to move it up. And if you can get your pruning done before the new growth starts, then that energy will be used to stimulate buds that would normally be dormant on the plant, giving you shoots lower in the plant. So you decide on the height that you want that particular plant to grow to, and I would get that pruning now. Now's the time for anything that loses its foliage that does not flower and any evergreen plant that does not flower. So use junipers, arborvitaes, hemlocks, spruces can all be pruned now, and then all of your non-flowering plants, like privet hedges, bayberry, barberry, anything that really doesn't have a blossom to affect it. If you were to prune something like a lilac, at this point, you'd be removing the flower buds. So anything that doesn't bloom, now is the time to prune them. And also roses. This is the time that you should be out there. All of the winter protection should be pulled away from it, and you should be cutting your roses to about 18 to 24 inches. And I always target when the Red Sox play baseball for real. That's when I prune my roses. Not when they're in Florida, spring training, but when they get to New England and they play baseball, that's when you should prune your roses. Unfortunately, they're not really seem to be playing for real. But get out there, prune your roses, prune all of your plants, and then feed them. And that will stimulate any of the buds that are dormant on the lower portion of the plant to stimulate some new growth to make them thicker and to give you some foliage lower on the plant to make it thicker and fuller. So a day like today, it's nice and cool. Not a day that you can do a lot of things, but work on your yard. Get the pruning done. If you need to transplant something, let's get the transplanting done at the same time. Okay? So Have her make a good breakfast and get out there and let's go to town. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Anne from Maine, who has a question about some garlic that she planted last year.
Okay, Anne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last spring, I planted a number of garlic cloves, and they didn't come up. So I just ignored it, and that was it. Now they're all coming up. I don't know if they're any good, or they're producing a lot more top than I would have thought they would have, and I don't know whether to dig them up or leave them and see if they'll grow or what.
Oh, I would definitely leave them there, Anne. Garlic is normally planted in the fall of the year in Maine, in most of New England, because our growing season isn't long enough. So most people, you plant them around August or September. They produce a root system. They produce a little bit of a top growth. And then when winter comes, the top of the plant dies. And then in the spring, it wakes up. It produces a whole new top. And then during the heat of the summer, that's when the garlic plant will really grow big and full underground. So with you seeing foliage poking out of the ground right now, that's a good sign. Put a general purpose fertilizer on it to help it to really get some strength into the root system to make a bigger bulb. And I would fertilize it anytime now and then again in late June, early July. And the garlic should be ready in late August for you to harvest. And then you just dig them up.
I planted them at the wrong time, right?
Well, it's not the wrong time. I mean, if they're actively growing now, that's a good sign. So it's not anything that's been wasted. The plants are growing. And I think if you were to go in the garden, take your fingers and just kind of dig with your fingertips around where the shoots are coming, you're probably going to see that it's a small bulb. But with time, with heat, and a little bit of fertilizer, those garlic plants will mature and they will produce a nice big bulb. So you've done everything okay. It's just it's been delayed because of the weather that we had last year. So everything is going to be fine, and in time you'll have fresh garlic, probably enough for the whole neighborhood. Thank you, Ann, and we appreciate the phone call. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Rita from Marshfield, Massachusetts, who has a question about the product Vacation.
Okay. Rita, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. We enjoy your program every week.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You mentioned a product called Vacation, which was a watering aid.
Yes.
I haven't been able to find it anywhere, and I was wondering if it could be used on seedlings.
I had an email from somebody about a month ago, and they asked me that same question, and I called the company who manufactures it. If you go on their website, the name of the company is called naturalindustries.com, and it's industries with an S. So naturalindustries.com. Vacation is for established plants. So if you were going to go away for a week or 10 days, you water your house plants, your flowering plants with it, and it helps them to retain moisture. And you do not water at all once you put this down for about 10 days. For seedlings, because they're young and their root system is not established, it's not going to work for you. So being that you live in Marshfield, either go to Tomasi's or Kennedy's Country Gardens. They can order it for you. They can go to their distributor, and they can get it for you. But this is a great product. If you want to go away during the middle of the winter or even during the middle of summer, you can use it in, like, window boxes. And most window boxes don't hold a lot of soil, and they have to be watered maybe two or three times a week. With the Vacation, you can cut your watering by over 50%. And I used it last year on some window boxes, and I was just testing it, and I went 2 weeks between waterings. So it does work very well. So just go to the nursery, tell them you heard about it on my show, and that I told you to tell them to order it for you because they can get it from their distributors. Thank you. 800-259-9231 is the number. Call, talk with Dawn, and we'll get you set up. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Paige from Rhode Island, and she has a question about some hornets that are nesting underground.
Okay. Paige, good morning. How can we help you with the hornets?
Well, they burrow in our ground, and we can't use any chemical because hornets burrow in our ground near our well, and we don't
okay.
know how to stop it. And they seem
okay.
to be
what?
Multiplying.
Okay. What you want to do is this. You want to go to a store, and what you want to ask for is something called Eco Smart. Eco Smart has a hornet and wasp killer that's all organic, and it is very, very good. So Eco Smart hornet and wasp killer, and you can use it in a vegetable garden, you can use it in your flower beds, and you can use it on your lawn. But go to the garden center and ask them for Eco Smart. All natural, all organic, and they do have a hornet and wasp killer. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
This is Peter from New Hampshire, and he has a question about one of the Scotts products.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a question about putting all this stuff down in the spring. I want to put down a coat of lime and also
yes.
of Grubex, but I've already put mm-hmm. down the turf builder with Halts crabgrass preventer. Can I put that down right off, or would it bother it or whatever?
You can do everything the same day. You can put down a fertilizer, a crabgrass preventer, lime, and Grubex all at the same time. They will not interact or fight off each other.
Okay. Last question, is there a rule of thumb as to how soon you can put down another coating of fertilizer, you know, towards the summer months and all? So.
Most of the bag products, Scotts, Jonathan Green, Converted Organics, are all time release, and these are products that will slowly fertilize your lawn for about 8 weeks, sometimes a little bit more. If your soil is sandy and we get a lot of rain, it'll be less than 8 weeks. If you've got some clay and a real good soil, you may go as long as 10 weeks or more. With all the rain that we've had, I'm sure you've lost some of the fertilizer value. But on the average, about 8 weeks to do it. The thing that would, I mean, it won't hurt the grass. If you were to put down, let's say, a crabgrass preventer April 1st, and then May 1st or May 15th, you were to decide to put down something that like a Turf Builder Plus 2, which is a fertilizer and a broadleaf weed killer. You don't have to worry about it burning or hurting the grass. what it's going to do is it'll speed up the growth of the grass. And when the weather gets nice, you may have to actually cut it more because you have extra amount of fertilizer to it. But as far as burning it, no. It will not hurt it. And again, the average product is around 2 months. So you do your crabgrass and fertilizing during mid-March to mid-April, and then you do your broadleaf weed control and your second fertilizer during late May, early June in that time span. But if you need to put them closer, just be aware that you may have to cut the grass a lot more often. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. And if you need some help, give us a call. We're here to help you. We want to remind you about the new liquid micro-riser. Now, if you want to try and get away from some of the chemical fertilizers, you want to use things that are more organic, we've talked a lot about this micro-riser bacteria, how it will double the size of your root system. There's a company called Alpha Biosystem, and they produce a product called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And Thrive is a liquid micro-riser. So just go to your local nursery, ask them to give you Thrive, and you just mix it in your sprayer, you apply it to your gardens, and it's a substitute, a natural substitute for phosphorus. So if you have plants that are not blooming like they should, you have plants that don't seem to be catching and not growing as quickly, this liquid micro-riser in the product called Thrive will do a terrific job for you, and it will help to stimulate the plants. The other thing that you want to be aware of, because of all the rain, they're talking about the possibility of definitely more mosquitoes, more ticks, and more fleas. Now, if you have deer that come into your house, that will increase the possibility of Lyme disease if the ticks come off the deer. So your first thing is use a deer repellent, like Deer Scram or the Barbex deer repellent. If you can start to train them now not to come into your yard, that will lessen the possibility of having problems. So if you're planting pansies, if you've got bulbs that are coming up and the deer are coming in, treat those plants with Deer Scram or the Barbex. And that will tell them, don't come in this yard, and that will lessen the possibility of a flea and tick problem and the ticks that have the Lyme disease. Okay? 800-259-9231.
This could be your year. The year when your flower beds burst with color. When you remember what homegrown vegetables are supposed to taste like. And when your lawn is more lush than you ever dreamed possible. Because this could be the year you discover Bradfield Organics. With Bradfield Organics fertilizers, you don't feed the plants, you feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plants. So you're working with nature, not against it. Sure, some chemical fertilizers give you quick results, but they're short-term. And what about children and pets? Bradfield Organics are safe, clean, and pleasant to use. Simply follow directions and the results can be dramatic and delicious. Chances are, even wild birds and butterflies will prefer your yard to the neighbors. Yes, this could be your year with Bradfield Organics. Choose from Luscious Lawn and Garden or Luscious Lawn Corn Gluten Blend, wherever exceptional garden products are sold.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainers, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if the best drainage in the bottom of the pots is rocks. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made from 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window box, your outdoor containers, and houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows for more nutrient absorption necessary for growth that's healthy and lush. Plus, you save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today for a $10 discount off the 16 by 96 inch roll. Use this code PPARENT at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give Don a call, and we'll work together to give you a great gardening season to make up for all of the rain. Those of you that have fruit trees, as the flowers begin to form, make sure that you do not spray that tree. If you spray your fruit trees or flowering trees with any type of insect or disease control, you're going to make the flowers drop. So when the flowers begin to shatter and fall, that's when you would start your spraying program, but not before. Again, if you have fruit trees in bloom and you spray, you're going to cause the blossoms to fall, and that means no fruit. And when you get ready to spray, there's a product called Organocide. Totally organic, totally natural. You spray that on your tree every 2 weeks, and it will keep them disease and insect free, called Organocide, but not until the flowers fall. Don, who's up next?
This is also Peter from New Hampshire, who has a question about his endless summer hydrangeas.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question about an endless summer hydrangea. Actually, a couple questions. Something about roses and then endless summer. I guess we'll start there. We've got endless summer hydrangeas that are leggy. They're probably about 4 feet high. I guess maybe a little bigger, and they're pretty leggy. We got to cut them back. So I wanted to know when to cut them back, how low can we go, and whether we're using holly tone or plant tone on that. And then after that, I got a question about roses.
Okay, and what's your question on roses?
Well, you know, last year, you know, and actually this is probably a fall type question for roses, because last year what we did is we packed them, you know, we packed them with leaves, you know, just like you said, try and wait until the ground gets hard and everything. And I packed them really good, I mean, really deep with leaves. And then this year we went out a few weeks ago to check them out and get rid of the leaves, and animals had gotten in. They're climbing roses, and animals got in there, and they cut them. They cut the stems. And, you know, I didn't know if there's something. I mean, it's kind of late now. I guess one thing is, can we do anything about that for next fall? But also now, what do I do about these roses that have been cut? I guess just to fertilize them, huh?
Right. On the roses, what probably happened is you waited until the ground froze, you packed them, and because we didn't have any snow cover until late, a lot of the rodents were still running around. And what I would suggest that you do in the future, if you're going to use leaves, they're going to have to be shredded so that they pack tighter. What I use on my roses is bark mulch. It's very dense, it freezes solid, and stays frozen during the winter, and that way you don't have a problem with, like, mice getting into that and using it as an area to make a nest to live in. So I think if you changed from that, that's going to help it. But in the meantime, remove all of the dead tissue and remove all the branches. Fertilize it with a good rose fertilizer. Dr. Earth has a great rose fertilizer with probiotics. Has a lot of microbes and bacteria. Espoma, plant tone will work very, very well. And you want to feed them every month. And that will help those roses to come right back. Roses, unlike shrubbery, the more you feed them, the better they like it. And use a granular food, April, May, June, July, August, September. Nothing after September for the best results. Now, on your endless summer hydrangea, that particular variety gets big. And you're right, it will get up to be 4 feet, sometimes even a little bit more. If you want to do some pruning, light, now would be the time to do it. Okay, so you could take a foot off of it and bring it down to 3 feet, because endless summer have the ability to flower on the new growth that's coming out of the ground now and the older growth. For a severe pruning, if you really want to bring them down, you could cut them by a third to 50%, but not until the blooming cycle is over. And the blooming cycle is usually during June, July, and into early August. So as soon as the flowers start to get dirty looking, then you can prune it back, and that will work very, very well for you. And feed that with something like plant tone also to give it some general purpose fertilizer to help it make the new growth to give you more blooms for the following year. And if you want to make the color deeper blue, then you also use something called aluminum sulfate. And that will make the soil more acidic, changing the flower from pinky blue to deep, deep blue and almost purple at times. So holly tone or plant tone, it really doesn't matter. But aluminum sulfate to acidify the soil will work wonderful. Thank you. Okay, Don, who's next?
Next we have Kenton from Cape Cod, who has a question about a flower bed and a question about his organic lawn.
Okay. Ken, good morning. How can we help you out today?
I got a couple of questions. One is on the my flower beds. Is there anything I can put down to stop the weeds on my flower beds without damaging the, you know, the flowers? And the other thing is I've been going with an organic lawn for about 3 or 4 years now, and it's been pretty good, but the only problem I have is I really have a hard time with weeds. I've been digging them up, and they seem like they come back every year. I didn't know if there was something I could put down that wouldn't, you know, disturb the organic structure of the lawn.
Okay. What you want to do is the best way to control the weeds is with corn gluten. Corn gluten is part of the corn seed itself, and it's traditionally used in animal feed. Chickens and geese and turkeys and things like that will eat corn gluten as their part of their diet. By accident, they found out that if it's applied to an area, it will prevent the seed from germinating. So this will kill the seed that's in the lawn, but will not kill the mature plant. So if you add the corn gluten, and corn gluten is also a fertilizer. So if you add corn gluten in the spring, it will feed the grass and encourage the killing of the seed that blew into your lawn over the fall and during the winter season. You also apply it again in the fall as a fertilizer to kill any new seeds that blew into your lawn during the summertime. So it's a fertilizer, and it kills the seed of the plant, and it works very well. What you're going to need to do, right now there is no organic broadleaf weed killer for the mature plants. And what I would suggest that you do is you don't have to treat the whole lawn. Buy something like Weed Beater Complete, a Weed Beater Ultra, and go to any garden center. The name of the company is Bonide. And what you would do is you would spot treat. So if you have either a watering can or one of those pressurized cans, you could mix it in there and spot treat the weeds that are there. But there's nothing organic to kill the mature weed. So you're going to need to use a chemical, but by spot treating, you're not treating the whole lawn, and you're really not going to hurt the organic value of that grass with one application of a broadleaf weed killer. If you were to treat the whole lawn, then it wouldn't be organic anymore. Spot treating will solve the purpose. And if you only have a few weeds, you can buy Weed Beater Ultra in like a little pump bottle that says like a quart, and it has like a mister bottle. But if you have more than that, then buy the concentrate, put it in a pump can, and spot treat the individual weeds. That way 90% or more of your lawn will stay natural. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Bob from Rhode Island, and he has a question about his red plum tree.
Okay, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Well, I have my question was regarding the plum trees. I've had a couple of like red rustic plums, and both times the trees developed a fungus, looked like tar on the branches, a black fungus, and it just spread throughout, and little by little the tree kept dying off. So I ended up just cutting down my last one because it was just so much of it. I was afraid of, you know, I didn't know if this would affect like Bartlett pear trees I have and the Macintosh apples. I have a couple of other smaller trees, and I was just worried about this affecting them. And also, if they did, if there's something I should put down, because when I cut it down, I had branches all over the ground before I got rid of them. And obviously, some of the stuff is in the grass all in the area.
Right.
So I didn't know.
No, the product, the problem that you have is related. It will affect peaches and plums, primarily plum trees. And it will also, if you have fruiting or flowering plums, And what you have is called black knot disease. And what you would have had to do in the early stages, and you didn't know, you need to take a pair of pruners, you dip them in rubbing alcohol or Clorox, and that will sterilize the blades. And you measure back roughly 6 inches from where this gall, this snarly black growth is, 6 inches in front of it, cut it, remove it. Dip your pruners into the Clorox again and make the next cut until you've cleaned the whole tree. But this is a problem that once it gets in the tree, in time, it will kill the tree. Now, the other problem that you have is it's in the soil. So, to be realistic, do not plant any kind of plums or peaches in the same area. It will not hurt apples, cherries, or pears. But plums and peaches, it can go both ways and it can knock them out. So if you stay away from those, that disease will dissipate. And if you can wait 3, 4, 5 years, then you could replant. But in the meantime, just stay away from it to be on the safe side. But it's a gall. It's a black knot, it's called. And again, the only way that you can get rid of it is to prune it, but you need to sterilize your pruners, because if you don't, you could actually be spreading it and making it worse. So rip it out and plant something else. But like, there's a purple leaf flowering plum. If you plant that in the same area, it's going to affect that, even though it's not an edible plum tree. So plums and peaches will get the same problem. Plums, much worse than peaches, but it does not affect pears, apples, or cherries, and none of the flowering trees will be affected by it. Okay? So don't worry. Everything is fine. Just clean up the mess and put in something that's going to be immune to it. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler, because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Don, let's go right to those phone lines. Who do we have up next?
First up, we have Vera from Vermont, who has a question about sawdust.
Okay, Vera, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some sawdust, and I want to know, is it good for raspberries and blueberries? And if so, how should it be? How thick should it be applied?
Okay. How old is the sawdust?
It's probably since last fall.
It's from last fall. Okay, and it's been outside all winter?
Yes.
Okay. What you want to do, you should put it down about 2 inches thick. And once you've applied it evenly around all of your plants, then take any kind of fertilizer that you have. If you have a little bit of lawn food, a little bit of vegetable or flower fertilizer, and sprinkle it evenly over all of the sawdust that you put around your plants. The reason is, as the sawdust begins to rot, it's going to steal the fertilizer out of the soil to help it to rot and to change back to soil. So by you adding a little bit of fertilizer right on top of the sawdust, it will use that fertilizer rather than steal it from the ground and making your plants not grow as well as they should. So just if you have some 10-10-10 or 5-10-5 or anything like Hollytone or Plantone, sprinkle some of it right on top of the sawdust, and it will be part of the breakdown process so that your plants are not effective. Well-rotted sawdust has been in the ground for a year and has started to turn brown is much better. But if it's fresh, a little bit of fertilizer, and you're ready to go. And enjoy spring in Vermont. It's coming. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, we have Marie from Rhode Island, who has a seemingly healthy plant gone awry.
Okay, Marie. Good morning. Yes. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing? I have a clematis that starts growing beautifully, and then the leaves and the stem subsequently turn black. What do I do to prevent this?
You have a fungus that's attacking it. Do you have a sprinkler system by any chance that's hitting that foliage?
No.
Okay. Then what I want you to do is I want you to get a fungicide to apply on the leaves before the plants come into bloom. So I'm going to say mid to late May when the leaves have totally formed on the plant, and that will help. Now, there's a good systemic fungicide called Serenade, S-E-R-E-N-A-D-E, Serenade. It's all natural, all organic. It's used in Florida on the tomato crop, and it's a great product. It will take care of powdery mildew on lilacs. It will take care of the spotting on flowering crabs. But that's what I would recommend that you use, and that will keep the plants nice and healthy and leaves nice and rich in color. And if you see that the weather really starts to get humid and muggy, or we're getting periods of a lot of rain, reapply it. And during like July and August, when you get a lot of these humid days, if you could apply it every couple of weeks, because that's when the fungus are most active. And on the clematis, if you can, when you're irrigating, try and keep the water off the foliage. And that will help a great deal, too. You get a year like last year where it rained June, July, and August several times a week. There's not much that you can do. But a normal year, once a month is plenty. If you get a lot of rain, then you may have to do it every 2 weeks. But it will solve the problem. Okay? When you're working on your lawn, if you should see that there are raised areas that looks kind of a zigzag pattern, and you step on it and the ground will come back down to normal, it's a sign that you have voles or moles in your lawn. And that's something that you want to take care of because they're eating the roots of your grass. And once they've done some damage to the lawn, they can move into your perennial beds and also the vegetable garden. Use something like mole scram or the Barbex mole repellent. And you want to do that now. Apply it, water it in, and the active ingredients are castor oil, and it will drive the moles out of your garden and out of your lawn. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.